So far, the lame duck Congress has passed a huge tax cut compromise, a repeal of the military's longstanding Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy, and a bill to make food safer. On the agenda this week, the START nuclear arms treaty with Russia, and a bill that would provide extra benefits to 9/11 emergency responders, and those should pass as well. Let's just get a snapshot in Washington to start. Gail Chadwick covers Congress for the Christian Science Monitor. So, Gail, it would seem like not so lame a lame duck Congress after all.
No, this lame duck is walking, running, and leaping tall buildings in a single bound. It's amazing to people. We expected this would just be gridlock, punting everything into a new Congress when Republicans are stronger. They hold the House, they have more members in the Senate. But there is a lot of momentum that was picked up with the tax deal that the president worked out, surprisingly, with Senate Republican leader Mitch McConnell.
Well, but many of his core backers, liberals, were very angry about that because they felt it was a giveaway to the very rich. But are you saying that people in Washington are suddenly thinking, as ABC News notes, that President Obama's the comeback kid?
No, I think that's a fair representation. What he has done very quickly is set up a working relationship with a man that he met face-to-face once up until this point. Now, there's been no contact at all between Senate Republicans and the White House, and suddenly they have a working arrangement here. Now, whether it survives the first months of the new Congress is a whole other matter. There are some very difficult issues coming up very early on in the new Congress. But for now, I think it's been remarkably productive.
Well, let's take a look at some of the other players. You mentioned the liberal backers of Don't Ask, Don't Tell, for instance. They had a win there, but they, as we said, failed in their minds on the tax cut compromise. And they didn't get the DREAM Act, providing citizenship to young people who were brought to this country illegally by their parents. But if they go to college or join the military, they could have a path to citizenship. A lot of disappointment there. Go ahead.
They didn't get the act, but they got the issue. I was struck at how bluntly Democratic leaders were speaking after that vote. They said in a new briefing that, yes, we didn't get justice on the floor of the Senate, but we will get justice in the ballot box next in 2012. You cannot ignore a constituency this politically powerful with impunity. So that's, they didn't get the vote, but they got the issue.
And in fact, people like the main writer of the Daily Cause says he's going to be going out after some of the people who voted against the DREAM Act. How about the Tea Party? You said they had a victory in the failure of the omnibus bill, the funding bill.
Oh, that was fascinating because, we hadn't heard much from the Tea Party. And along comes an omnibus spending bill, just like it does at the end of every session where they have delayed in finishing appropriations. It's loaded with pork, and usually that just glides it straight through Congress. But this time, members, the senators, were just deluged with Tea Party phone calls, choreographed by largely business groups. And it just shut it down. Mitch McConnell rallied Republicans around, and they ended the omnibus. And critically important, and not much discussed in that bill, was $1 billion set aside to start the health care program. Now, that's very important because Republicans campaigned to defund it. And had they passed an omnibus bill, they couldn't have started defunding it until next October. But this way, they can work very heavily in the ongoing fiscal year, an important political victory.
Gail Chadwick, we just got about a minute here. This week, we're looking at the 9/11 emergency responders bill. John Stewart has been lobbying for that on The Daily Show. And then there's the START treaty. Mitch McConnell was worried that it would prevent the U.S. from defending itself, but there are reports that he's been assuaged. In just the few seconds we have, you think both of those will pass?
I do, actually. I think the Democrats have ground out the debate on the floor, and I think very effectively. They've given Republicans a lot of time, and they just have not been able to maintain a strong, memorable argument on this. I think in the end, especially with Republicans, prominent Republicans supporting it, that it will go through.
Gail Chadwick covers Congress for the Christian Science Monitor, which is not the monitor, but Congress wrapping up its session. Gail, thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.